This will be hopefully the final lecture. So today the discussion will be yes, will be focused on ground states of open strings. Preserving the same supersymmetry. For example, namely, both are A brains, or both are B brains. And the space of states of open string states has operators Q and its Hermitian conjugate, Hamiltonian, and AF, or more general, minus 1 to the F. Let's suppose there is F obeying the commutation relation and this. So this means that subspace of states with zero energy, of course this is the same thing as the states annihilated by Q and Q dagger, so those states are called Suzy ground states, and this is in one to these states are in one-to-one correspondence with the Q cohomology classes. Cohomology of the Q complex, where dot stands for the eigenvalue of F. So this is the general story, but this is usually, this space itself is very huge, sorry, HA, B, the pair of brains. This is huge, so sometimes or often approximation of this by smaller space is often useful, and only using such method you can compute this space of open string ground states. So let me start with the simplest example. So I will consider the following things: B brains in nonlinear sigma model, and B brains in Landau-Ginzburg model, and I consider those of the type level set of W, the standard D brain as a submanifold, or D brain with some tachyon configuration. So this is like factorization of the superpotential. That's another way to obtain B brains. Both I will describe. And next, A brains in nonlinear sigma model. And finally, A brains in Landau-Ginzburg model. And these will be in, so, right, if you consider mirror symmetry between the toric manifold and Landau-Ginzburg model, or more general mirror correspondings, these will correspond to each other, and these will correspond to each other. Yes. And the mirror symmetry. So, let's first start with the speed brains in nonlinear sigma model. And X is Keller manifold. And I consider the simplest possible things, and these are brains wrapped entirely on X and supporting holomorphic vector bundles EA and EB with Hermitian connections. With respect to some Hermitian metric. Or alternatively, the way I described last time is start with the unitary vector bundle and connection of unitary connection whose curvature is has only 1,1 form components. And this is the same thing as this. So let me first describe this, this say, supercharged Q and the space of states without, before doing this approximation. So Q, so this supercharge can be obtained by the standard Noether procedure. This is Q. So this first line is the standard form. It's also the same as coming from this QB, which is it's just the sum of this thing. And we have already obtained this, and I just plugged this result into here. And the second line, comes from this Champeyton factor. So these two come from this path-ordered exponential minus I, and if you write this time explicitly, phi dot I A I, but because there is this dot here, then under B-type supersymmetry, it's like psi plus plus psi minus. Well, essentially this, and it's complex conjugate, and that's how you obtain. So maybe this is bar here. That's how you obtain, how you get this part and this part by the standard NATO procedure. Okay. So this is the full expression, and this is regarded to act on the space of states. So let me just describe it. It's a huge thing. So space of bosonic configuration is the space of path from, say, from 0 to pi segment to x, say, with Neumann boundary condition. And let's define evaluation map at time at coordinate sigma to be the map from the space, path space to x, defined by for each map assigns the value at sigma, and the space of state is essentially differential form on this infinite dimensional space. So this is, of course, infinite dimensional. Differential form is on infinite dimensional space with values in this Champeyton factor at the two ends. So the space of states, the full one is, say, 0, something form, and perhaps you should say 1/2 infinity plus something, and the space of path and Champeyton bundle fold back to on the left boundary, and Champeyton bundle on the right boundary. And again, semi-infinite wedge product of the tangent bundle of this. It's a very large thing. So this is infinite dimensional. Of course, this is a quantum field theory, so, and also the rank is also infinite rank. That's why you have to specify this point. So this is too large to handle. So you'd better do some approximation to, say, smaller subspace. And because we're first primarily interested in this zero energy state, we can discard some part of this. And in particular, sigma dependent modes have positive energy. By this kinetic term. So it's like G, I, J, this part contributes to an energy, or G, I, J, psi plus I, sigma, plus or minus these parts. And these are larger if this metric, target space metric, is larger. So larger and larger volume, the separation of this sigma dependent modes from the zero energy is larger and larger. And then I'm just consider discarding them. So this is the zero mode approximation. because the separation is finite, you can actually focus on this part. And what happens is that this becomes finite. This part becomes finite dimensional, although the space itself is still infinite dimensional. So sigma depend. So it, focus on this configuration that's not sigma dependent. So that means that you only consider this bosonic field is only time dependent, and fermionic field also. And we also require this. This is because of this boundary condition. This super partner of this Neumann boundary condition is at the boundary. So if it is required at the boundary, then you also impose this sigma independence, so it must be true everywhere. So that's why you consider this. Yeah, let's say 1/2. So what happens is that H, the zero mode approximation, what happens is that the space manifold is finite dimensional, so it is X itself. It's a constant map to X. Sigma dependence is forbidden here. Then you don't have to pay attention to this evaluation. It's just a tensor product of these bundles. And the rightmost one is vanishing because of this constraint. So you only have this. So that's the ordinary differential forms, anti-homomorphic differential forms with values in this tensor product of two bundles. And the canonical commutation relation for those fields are these things. Just read by this, looking at this kinetic term of this action. And one representation is that phi dot I is Gij bar, V bar J bar, and psi J bar is wedging with DJ bar, and psi I is Gij bar, and the interior product with respect to DZ bar differential. And we just take first this thermal approximation and then insert that expression. Then what you obtain is the standard differential operator acting on this space of forms. Yes. Yeah, n equal to 2, complex, Q and Q dagger. Yes. What I just called supersymmetric quantum mechanics. Yes, this Q squared equal to 0 and these things. Sorry? So gauge fields are fields on the target space. So what I mean by this is really So let's just insert. So this Q in the zero mode approximation let's just insert. This is gone, and you get something from this, and you get something from this and this. And up to some constant, which I don't pay attention to, it is simply just this. In other words, it's just the standard Cauchy-Riemann operator modified by this 0,1 form part of the connection of A and B. Transpose. if M is M, I don't know what's the standard notation. I learned in university that this is this. Sometimes people use upper capital T. That's more standard. Yeah, anyway, I'm used to it, sorry. I should have said this is just standard transpose. Again?
Why those two terms are gone?
Why? Which term? This? This?
Yes.
Oh, by this. Yeah. So this is the Cauchy-Riemann operator acting on this bundle. So-called Dolbert operator. So the in the zero-motor approximation, the Suzy ground states are in one-to-one correspondence with this cohomology of this, which is the Dolbert cohomology. Another name for this is this X dot EA and EB, where curly EA and EBs are sheaf of homomorphic sections on EA and EB. And one remark is that it looks obvious, but let me just say this. This is looks obvious because of the separation of energy, but I do not actually have a strong, really strong argument. So this must be true. But stronger argument exists. Exists for the following two cases. So the first case is where X is Calabi-Yau manifold, where you can do B twisting, keeping this supersymmetry. So if you can do the twisting, there is a state operator correspondence, and in particular that means the supersymmetric ground states. There's a one-to-one correspondence between supersymmetric ground states and the open chiral ring element by the standard semi-infinite cigar, or in this case, half cigar diagram. So if you insert some operator here, and then do the B-twist in the curved region, then you get a supersymmetric ground state here. And here, this is you just consider this cohomology of operators, and it's easier to handle. And in particular, derivative are, you can say that the derivative are all Q exact. So you can essentially focus on the zero mode. And the zero mode approximation is the answer. And the second case where you can safely, really safely say this is the case where EA and EB are so-called exceptional pair. What I mean by this is that H 0, P, this double cohomology is non-zero only at one value of P. Okay. So that in such a case, such pair is called an exceptional pair. And this is perhaps named by Alexei, I guess. But in this case, there's no danger. So the problem is that this zero mode approximation can be regarded as a limit of this large volume. And in the extreme large volume, then the separation is really infinite, so you can really focus on the zero mode. And you know that this ground states at finite dot volume will continue to be a ground state, zero energy state at finite volume. Zero energy states at finite volume remains as zero energy state. At the zero mode approximation in the zero mode approximation, but danger is that some finite energy state may also go to zero energy state in the limit, and that must be that can happen only pairwise. So a pair of bosonic and fermionic states may possibly approach to again a zero energy states in the limit. But in such a case, so in other words, this real ground state is bounded by this double cohomology. But in such a case, there is no pair of bosons and fermions, so this will be impossible for exceptional pair. So the state at the ground state in the zero mode approximation should be ground states of this finite volume theory in the full theory. So if you just, this argument also applies, when this cohomology is non-zero only for even P or only for odd P. In such a case also there is no danger of having pairs of bosonic and fermionic states descending to the zero energy in the limit. But anyway, these two cases you can really safely say that this is true, but to me it looks obvious, but I do not have a good argument, to strong, rigorous argument to show this. Okay, let me just close this part by just saying what the Witten index is. We know the ground states, well, at least in the zero mode approximation, and you know the Witten index. This is P dimension 0, P X E A E B, and this is the so-called Euler characteristic of a pair of bundle. And by Atiyah Singer or Riemann-Roch theorem formula, this can be written as the product of the Chern character times this Todd class of the tangent bundle. Okay, so this is the result for this B brains in nonlinear sigma model. Okay. Other questions? Okay. Next I'm going to talk about B brains in Landau-Ginzburg model. And first, let's consider the target space is X. Let's suppose for simplicity non-compact. It has to be non-compact, but also Calabi-Yau manifold, like C flat space, C to the n, or C star to the n, and superpotential. Some holomorphic function W on X. And I first consider the geometric brain. These are brains as just a sub-manifold wrapped on some manifold, without gauge field and without tachyon field. Sorry. These are complex submanifolds such that W is constantly WA on the A, and W is constantly WB on ZB. That's the condition of the supersymmetry. The submanifolds must be in level sets of superpotential. And Q, the supercharge, is written as follows. So the bulk part is the same as before. Plus the superpotential term. Okay. Yes. And I don't turn on this. I don't have gauge field on it, so that's it. There's no boundary term. Now, there's actually, here it is important to keep the sigma dependence. So let's remind you, let's just recall this canonical commutation relation. Including, and the most relevant part is this thing. This. And also there are other terms. And let's compute square of Q. Q squared. Then these two terms can't. There's no anti-commutator from these two terms because of the sign difference. And also there's t derivative, but this is like phi bar derivative, but there's no phi bar in here, so there's no term from this. But from here, you have this and this, and it has the same sign, so it doesn't cancel. And it's like just replacing this by this anti-commutator, and the result is. The result is. 0 pi d sigma phi I this. That's the result. And you can integrate it. And this is this w at pi, which is the value at zb, and the value at 0, which is the b value at za. So, this means that unless ZB equal to ZA, namely ZA and ZB are in the same level set of W, Q squared is non-zero. Namely, this fails to make a complex. So you cannot even consider the cohomology, and supersymmetric ground states cannot be characterized by this cohomology. So you can only consider those things when the two are in the same level sense. And of course, because Q squared to some constant, non-zero constant, there's no chance that this operator annihilates some state. So there's no, actually in this case, there's no supersymmetric ground state. If the two are in the different different level. So we just assumed, namely, take two complex submanifolds of one level set, and then I just again do the zero mode approximation. Then the space of states in the zero mode approximation A to B is again such a thing, zero comma something, and the base manifold is the intersection of the two, because we want both the left boundary to be in ZA and right boundary to be ZB, but zero mode means that the two boundaries are at the same point. So this is the base. And there's no Champeyton bundle from the boundary because I have turned off. I have considered the trivial case. And the norm, from the normal part, you get this. It's a normal bundle of ZA intersection with normal bundle of ZB. So NZ is the tangent Z modulo, tangent space of X modulo tangent space of Z. And Q zero mode is the ordinary del bar operator plus del W dot, where this dot is a contraction. So it will descend this index by one. This decrease, this is contraction of vector by this one form. And this is well defined because the ZA and ZB are in the level sense. So ZA and ZB direction, this is vanishing. So modulo this doesn't change this result. W is zero along tangent ZA and tangent ZB. Yes. I should say TX modulo TZA plus TZB. Doesn't look like world fun the way I wrote. Anyway, this is what I mean. Yes. Okay, so let me compute in some example. The obvious trivial case is the case where even though they are in the same level set, they do not intersect. And in that case, the base manifold is empty, so there's no... Of course, there's no constant map to ZA and ZB both, because they do not intersect. So there's no the ground state is zero. Well, in the zero mode approximation, which is the right case. Which result gives us the right result by this twisting argument. I'm assuming X to be a non-compact Calabi-Yau. So their mode approximation will be so. Exact result for H Susie in this case. And let's next consider the case where the two are points, because they won't, if we want to have non-trivial state, ground state, we want the two to be the same point because of this comment, a point. In that case, this normal bundle is this the same as the tangent bundle, which is, say, C to the N, when dimension of X is N. And the zero mode approximation, the full space of states is the zero comma something form with on the space of one point with this thing, T, P, X. And because it's a point, there is no one form and higher forms, so you only get this. So this is like C dot C to the N. And the Q supercharge is, there's no D bar part because it's a point, so you only have this del W part, del W evaluated by this point, dot. So the complex you have is such a thing, Ci, C to the N, and Ci plus 1, C to the N, and contraction by this one form, fixed one form. Ending at okay, and the ground states are in one-to-one correspondence with the cohomology classes of this complex. Now, let's consider first the case where this is a critical point, namely DLW at P is zero. In that case, this operator all vanish, so the cohomology is this complex is this itself. So there are 2 to the n minus 2 bosonic and 2 to the n minus 2 minus 1 fermionic states, ground states. So that's the result. And if P is not in the critical point, then what? It's perhaps known that this cohomology of this complex is for non-zero one form is zero. So there's no Susie ground state. And this could have been known. We could know this before doing this computation because physically if this W of P is non-zero, then there will be a finite energy. There will be a non-zero and positive energy. From the potential term, potential U, which is this, which is non-positive. So I could have guessed this result, and this is true. So this is one example of computing this supersymmetric ground state in this description. Are there questions? Okay. So let's next consider another class of B brains, namely the brains realized by this tachyon, or the factorization of the superpotential. So let's A and B to be brains associated W equal to FA GA plus constant CA, or W equal to FB GB plus another constant CB. Previous time I just said this case, but even if you add this constant, this condition of supersymmetry argument for the condition of supersymmetry is not modified, because this B theta constant is zero, so it doesn't matter. Yes. Oh, this case? Oh yes, in this case, yes, I have just computed this complex cohomology in this case of point. But of course, you could consider other cases. Actually, I don't know. I haven't worked out in some more really non-trivial example, but I assume there should be many interesting cases. Right, so everything I said, this failure to be complex and all these properties, there's also a mirror statement. Yes. And in particular, this example, so if you consider, let's say, consider the mirror to the toric sigma model, then the points are mirrored to the torus fibers. And this flare homology, which I will say later, that's the Suzy ground states for a pair of A brains, will correspond to this. And you can actually, in that class of example, namely the correspondence of torus fiber and the point, torus fiber in toric, and the points in the Landau-Ginzburg model, then there's a very good story between these two D brains and their Suzy ground states. Okay.
I think I have an interesting example was
Which example?
In that fiber, there is no other. If you end the example, I mean, there is no other compact, close compact, I mean, compact, compact numerical that's compact.
Oh, you mean manifold like Z?
Yes.
Actually, Z doesn't have to be compact. Yes, because this Q has this potential part. As long as it grows toward this end direction, it can give us the right, good finite dimensional. Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, I didn't know that.
It's a five manifold.
Oh, a fine manifold. Is it?
I guess so.
Right. It's a C star to some product.
No other contact.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, is that so? Yes. Yeah. Yes, but open, even in open case, there's this potential term, so it's not so bad. Yes. Okay. Right. Of course, it's easy to find some examples, not in just the mirror of CPN, but mirror of, say, CPN times CPN, it's easier to find other examples. But anyway, these are all non-compact. Okay, let me just continue with this factorization of superpotential. And in such pair, then Q decomposes into this Q bulk. Just like if you had this Champeyton factor for with non-trivial gauge field, you also have the boundary part in here, because this has a tachyon field on the boundary, associated to the boundary. So, boundary. And I'm going to write down the result. This bulk part is the same as before. It's that. And please remember this expression. I made sign error in the previous case. I want you to be remembering is this. Actually, minus here, phi I. So it will be like W at sigma equal to pi. So minus plus W equal to sigma equal to zero. So that's the bulk part. And in the previous case, we have just considered this geometric plane, so we wanted this to be vanishing. But here, there's another part, and that is the one that gives us the canceling part. And if you just follow the native procedure, I just find yeta bit b f b. This is the boundary contribution to the supercharge. This is again, as I said, this is a non-honest nature charge, contribution from the boundary to the nature charge. And Q squared is Q bulk squared plus Q bulk Q boundary plus Q boundary squared, and this is zero. And this, I said, this minus W at pi plus W at zero. And from this squared, you get, you using this F, yeta bar equals 1, yeta squared equals yeta bar squared equals 0 for, well, maybe ij, delta ij, yeta I, yeta j. Zero for ij, a, and b. Oh, also, sorry, there's also minus, plus or minus 1 for, actually, this left boundary has its time is oriented to the negative direction, so you actually have a negative sign for this. So from this right boundary, you get the standard product, phi gb phi at pi. And from the right boundary, you get minus the product, f a phi g a phi at zero. And this is w minus cb. And this is W plus minus CA. So, and most important point is this W and pi cancels this term, and this cancels. So you just get minus CB plus CA. Yes. Yes. Oh, you mean constant meaning this? Uh-huh. Oh, no, it does enter into the action. Let's see. You're right? Sorry. So, the data for the action is G. Oh yes, how do I use this? and the superpotential is, sorry, boundary term is this. Oh, you're right. How do I use this? No. You can still use this. Yes. The action depends only on FA and FB, FA and GA. And that, in relation to W, you have this constant. So this CA can be regarded as an information for FA and GA. Yes. It's indeed true that action can be written only in terms of G and F. Boundary term is written only on this, but that includes that information. Yeah. Yes. So, again, if the two are different, it fails to make a complex, but as long as CA is equal to CB, then Q makes a complex. Thank you. Okay, so let's just consider that case. And so representation of this algebra, of Yeta-Bar algebra, is, so Yeta-B part is, as I said, it has two states, and it's just the tensor product of the representation of Yeta-A part, which is this. So it's C2 tensored with C2, or I just want to consider it as the homomorphism from C2 from the left boundary to the C3 to the right boundary. And it's yet A, B acts from the left on the matrix, and the yet A acts from the right. Okay, so it's 2x2 matrix, and a Q boundary action. So let's just choose this basis. So with respect to this basis, this will be written as 2x2 matrix, and acting on 2x2 matrix A, B, C, D is simply 0, F, B, phi, G, B, phi, 0, A, B, C, D, minus A. Now, you should be careful because this Yeta and those parts should be regarded as fermionic, and these to be regarded as bosonic. So you have to put minus here. And then F, A, phi, G, A, phi, 0. So that's the action in this representation. Okay, so this is the full description, but again, I go to the zero mode approximation. In that case, this Q bulk is simply written as D bar operator, and then Q boundary. And this is acting on the holomorphic, anti-homomorphic forms on this X with values in the hom of C2 of A to C2 to B. And I denote dot for to distinguish bosonic or diagonal entries or fermionic off diagonal entries off. So it's two valued, and this is integer valued, but at this level it only matters whether the sum is even or odd. So this is just Z2 graded vector space. Maybe I and J, I plus J equal to 0 or 1. This is Z2 grading. And actually, the previous case was also similar. Only the Z2 grading matters. At this, for this for this model. And so this is the description, and of course it generalizes straightforwardly to the case where F and G are not one by one, but F A G A are N A times N B matrix, and F B G B are N B times N B matrix. Then this will be 0, I x hom of c to the 2 n a to c to the 2 n b. Now it's still well, you can just leave it like this, but you can actually make a more useful you can find a more useful model or smaller version of this space. And this is when X is a special space called Stein space. Namely, it's a space where if you have this form closed under D bar operator, then it can be written as D bar of some other thing, except when alpha is a 0-0 form. Such a space is called a Stein space. Of course, say flat space is such a space, and you can apply this. Apply the thing I'm going to say. So let's just consider this Q alpha equal to zero. Q is that Q. And alpha, let's decompose alpha into the degree of form degrees. Alpha 0 plus alpha 1 plus alpha n, where alpha I is in 0, I form. Doesn't matter what you have here. Okay? So, what this equation means, it can be separated into each form degree. So the first one is dz alpha plus q boundary alpha 1 is 0. And the second equation is alpha 1 plus q boundary alpha 2 is 0. And so on, and the final one is alpha n minus 1 plus q boundary alpha. Ah, I forgot one thing. Alpha n equals 0. And I think this is a triviality. D bar alpha n is 0 because 0, D bar of 0, n form is. N is the dimension of X, as of course 0. And here I was not writing Q boundary. Alpha 0 must be 0. So that's the 0 form part of this equation. And this is 0,1 form part, 0,2 form part, 0,n minus 0,n form part. This is a trivial. Okay. So let's start with this. By the Stein property, alpha n can be written as beta n minus 1 for some 0, n minus 1 form. Okay, and then let's plug this into here. So the equation, the last equation is 0 equal to d bar alpha n minus 1 plus q boundary d bar beta n minus 1. And since this is holomorphic, q boundary action is multiplication by a holomorphic matrix. F and g are both holomorphic. So you can take out this d bar. This goes through here with a minus sign, q boundary beta n minus 1. So again, by the Stein property, this means that alpha n minus 1 can be written as q boundary beta n minus 1 plus d bar beta n minus 2. Now let's just insert to the next equation. Then this is 0 d bar alpha n minus 2 plus q boundary. And this is to be inserted here, but to be here, but q boundary times q boundary squares to 0. Zero, and right. All right. Did I forget? Oh no, in the zero mode approximation. Sorry, I forgot to say something. So I computed this q squared, and this is bulk part will give us that part. Boundary part will give us this part, but in the zero mode approximation, each vanish, this and this vanish, because this sigma equal to pi position and sigma equal to zero position must be the same. So indeed, in that approximation, d bar squares to zero, of course, and also q boundary squares to w at pi minus w at zero, which is zero. So that's why I'm using what I'm using here. Q boundary times q boundary is zero. So this doesn't contribute, but this does. This remains. And again, you get alpha n minus 2. Yes. And so on. And again, use the Stein. And so on. Then finally, you get alpha 0. No, alpha 1 is equal to q boundary beta 1 plus d bar beta 0. And if you plug this into here, you get a 0 equal to d bar alpha naught plus q boundary and d bar beta naught, which means d bar alpha naught plus minus sign q boundary beta naught. Which means that alpha naught equal to q beta q, no, oh yeah, q boundary beta naught plus some holomorphic alpha. Okay. Now, the first equation means that inserting this to the first equation, again using this squares to zero, you get q boundary alpha whole equal to zero. Now let's collect everything you get. This new expression for alphas. Alpha is alpha naught plus alpha 1 plus alpha n. Just collect it, then it is this, say, start with alpha whole plus q boundary theta naught plus, let's write it this way, boundary theta 1. And finally, beta n minus 1. And this means, this is alpha whole plus q, meaning this d bar plus q boundary of beta naught plus beta 1 plus beta n minus 1. So that means that any alpha differential form is equivalent modulo q exact term to the holomorphic function with values in this vector space. So what this means is that instead of working on this differential forms, you can just consider holomorphic functions. Which has far less number of elements. So H through Z is H through the zero mode, which is this H D bar Dalbert complex, a D bar plus Q boundary complex of X and HOM C2NA to C2NB. But this is also the same thing as Q boundary complex. H dot of Q boundary complex. Q boundary complex meaning C comma Q boundary. C comma Q boundary means that C zero is this I plus J is 0 modulo 2 and gamma holomorphic function on X with gamma holomorphic function of X and HOM and 0 of C2NA C2NB. Okay, I could have said just this I here. I from 1 to 2, 0 to 1. And Q sends C0 to C1 and C1 to C0. And this is the most simplest, this is the simplest model. And this is, in given examples, you can work out this and you can indeed find answer. Okay, so let's see. It's a good time to stop, but it's not a good time for the tea. What shall we do? Maybe let's just take a break until, say, 3:05 or so. Or maybe I can just continue. Okay, let's continue. And then take a break at some good time. Okay. So, by the way, are there questions? Okay, so next thing I want to discuss is A-brains. First in nonlinear sigma model. So suppose X to be a Kähler manifold. Of what? This is all affine is so. Oh, okay. Then this is also all affine manifolds. Yes. Oh, this is usually hard to handle. But here it's just a holomorphic functions. It's easy to handle. And you can really compute using this expression. Yes. Maybe shall I make... Sorry, before... Yeah, let me just give you one example. Yes, let's do that. Before doing this A-brain, to show you how it works. So let me just give you one example. So suppose X is just C, and the superpotential is, say, X to the N, or X to the, N. Okay. Then I remind you this Kähler ring is C of X modulo W prime, so it's like generated by X to the N minus 2. X to the N minus 1 is regarded as 0. So this is one example of Langer-Ginzburg model. Now there are many ways to factorize, and let's just choose one. And L times L plus 1 times, let's just choose this. And so this is F, and this is G. And so Q boundary is eta times X to the L plus 1 plus eta bar times X to the L N minus L minus 1, or in other words 0 X to the L plus 1 X to the N minus L minus 1. Super commutator with this. And suppose you consider brain where both left and right brains are both same F and G. Then Q boundary acting on this AX, BX, CX, dx. So the model here is that you take the function of X with values in 2x2 matrix. So it is this. Before taking the cohomology, it's just this kind of things. And it's like X to the L plus 1, X to the N minus L minus 1, 0, AX, BX, dx, minus A, let's ignore writing x of x d, and n minus L minus 1, and what? This x c plus L plus 1 c, x L plus 1 d, x n minus L minus 1 a, x n minus L minus 1 b, plus or minus this minus b x n minus L minus 1 a x L plus 1 d x n minus L minus 1, and then minus c x L plus 1. And we want this to, for computing cohomology, we want this to vanish. And we, okay, anyway, let's just continue. So let me just use this. I just continue. So the first entry is x L plus 1 C minus x N minus L minus 1 B, and the second entry is x L plus 1 D, oh sorry, plus, sorry, plus here, minus x minus a, yeah, and the next one is a minus d, and x n minus l minus 1 b. B, same as this, right. Yeah. Okay, so, right. So, we want to consider something that's such that this vanishes, modulo some matrix of this form. So, the vanishing requires, first of all, A equal to B, A equal to D, and also this equation, one equation, this. And depending on which is larger, it can be C can be written in terms of B, or B can be written in terms of C. Suppose L is less than 1/2 N, or much less than this, then this is less than that, so you can rewrite it like C equal to minus X minus L minus 2L minus 2B. So that's the solution. But you want to model out by those that can be written in this form. And so in this case, suppose you take, so we see that x to the L plus 1, x to the L plus 1 should be regarded as 0, modulo Q exactum. This is Q exact, because A equal to D equal to 0, and B equal to 0, and C equal to 1 will be of this form. And any other higher order term, x to the, any higher order term will be regarded as zero. So that means that A must be, A equal to D can be 1x up to only to L. That's, and A equal to D equal to x to the L plus 1 should be regarded as zero because of this modulo Q. And for B in, or C, let's see, B is there, C is there. So let's look at C here. Or B, or which? B here. Okay. B must be from 1x and again x to the L. And C correspondingly, C must be, this must correspond to C equal to minus x to that power, minus n minus 2, minus 2, and this corresponds to x minus n minus l minus 2. So these are the answers. So the, to summarize, Suzy ground state of this system, of this Suzy ground state, of this pair of L and L pair, L characterizes the boundary, characterizes the factorization, so this characterizes the brain, is those things, x to the I, 0, 0, x to the I, where I runs from 1, 0, 1 through L, plus these are the bosonic, diagonal bosonic sectors, and plus x to the I, and C is minus x to the n minus 2l minus 2 plus I, 0. Again, I equal to 0, 1, through L. That way you can really compute. So this is a state of 2 to the, not 2 to the, L plus 1 state, L2 plus 1 bosonic, plus L plus 1 fermionic states. States. So this is a really useful description. I should say that this description is based on a work by, well, this is actually proposed earlier, that Diskontevich actually knew that this will be the right description of B-brains in the land of Ginsburg model. There's also a geometric description using complex submanifold in the level set, but this, you see that this is this doesn't give us many things. Level set of a complex one-dimensional function on a complex one-dimensional manifold is just a point, and you want this point to be at the critical point, which is at the origin, but this doesn't have much information, and because this critical point is non-degenerate at if n is larger than 2, this is actually not a useful description. Whereas this will be a useful description for such case where the superpotential has non-degenerate critical point. Okay. So, okay, maybe I should continue or take a break. maybe take a break is better, because tea in 5 minutes. So let's take, say, 15 minutes break.
Geometrical meaning, like if I classify all brains according to metric position, so it's not like for the manifold or something.
Not in this. No. This is a model itself is not geometric, so